Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to talk about DISC behaviors decoded. Last week, Tatiana was sharing with us about getting along in the workplace. Why do people do what they do? And I want to speak on my little area of expertise in this little huge category, my little piece of it. At work, there was a gentleman who just drove me to distraction. Every time he came down to my desk, I would have to take deep breaths and try not to get mad and try not to be hateful. And it was really hard because I really wanted to be hateful because I was just triggered by him. I was completely set off by him. Why? Like, we were friends. We hung out. We had lunch from time to time. Like, we got along well, but when it came to work, we did not. We did not at all. And work had this training day, and they brought in a PhD in psychology, and he gave us DISC behavioral assessments. These assessments are short, they're fast. If you sit there and try to rethink it or second guess it, you're just gonna mess it up. It's not gonna be right. When you take these type of assessments, it really is, what's the first thought? You look at the questions, you look at the answers, and you're like, bang, that's it. Well, of course, with over 100 people in the office, and all of us, or most of us at this training that day, of course he and I end up at the same table. Did you already see that coming? Did you know that was coming? So we're at the same table, and we take the assessments, and I happened to look over, and on this assessment, it was not electronic, it was paper. And to see how you charted, you had a little chart with four letters, DISC, and you put a bubble by what your score was, and it was 1 to 100. And then you connected the dots, and so you ended up with this nice little chart. And I kind of looked over. Ours were exactly opposite. Where his was high, mine was low. Where mine was low, his was high. And I thought to myself, before the instructor, this brilliant PhD, told me anything, I knew that's why he irritated me. We came at things from different angles. So DISC, D is dominating a problem. Now, if you're a high D, which is a lower percentage of the population, if you're a high D and someone starts telling you about a problem, you start trying to solve it before they can get it out. I have two girlfriends that we work on projects together, and I have to now preface the story I'm going to tell them by saying, it's already solved. And they're like, wait, what? And I'm like, I can't even get my scenario out and end with, and I got it solved, yay, when you're trying to solve it for me, and I can't even cut in and say, it's solved, like, I'm good, it's solved. So D is dominating a problem. You give a D a problem, and bam, they're going to do it. What makes somebody a, quote, high D, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see that, but air quotes, anything above 50. So if it's 51, that is a behavior other people can see. It's not right. It's not wrong. People can see it. The lower your D, the less confrontational you are when it comes to a problem. You might think about it a little longer. You want more information. A D, bam, they're going to make decisions and move on. I is influencing people. Influencing people. So we've got problems, we've got people. Influencing people. Now, I am a high I. I've taken this multiple times. I'm a 96. I can't score lower. Like 96 out of 100. I can't score lower. So I influence people. And at a training, I felt so proud because the instructor, a different training, like we did this more than once because people change, right? And the dynamic of the office changes. And the leader of this next session said, Jennifer is the only one in the room of like, I don't know, 15, 18 of us. She's the only one with a really high I. The next time you have a big project that you need to roll out, you need Jennifer on that team because she's going to be able to influence everybody to join in. Kind of like the office cheerleader. And I was like, oh, cool. That's so great. Look at me. I'm the office cheerleader. Because I was never a cheerleader. I always tried out. Nobody ever voted for me. It was very embarrassing. But what's the problem with being the office cheerleader? Well, people can think you're trying to oversell something that nobody wants. One time I was accused of having drank the Kool-Aid and now I'm trying to make everybody else drink it. So, I can influence people, but sometimes it's a little too much. S is for steadiness, the steadiness of your pace. People that are high in S's, they're excellent customer service people because they're going to listen to the other person's problem. They're going to listen to the person on the other end and they're going to try to help them solve it. They're excellent at putting together the policies and procedures. So the D comes up with a brilliant idea to solve the problem. The I sells it to everybody. And then we have the S and they create the procedures. Let's make it step by step. Let's make it easy for everybody to work through. The problem with that can be they can be too slow. The higher the steadiness, the slower the pace. Talk about a turtle. They can get really caught up in analysis paralysis and how do we do this? And I want it to be perfect. Because their level of perfect is a little bit different than somebody else's. And then we have the C. And the C is compliance and consistency. And it's all about procedures. And following the procedures and the policies that the S came up with. These are your compliance people. We need these people. They're going to keep us out of jail. Like they're going to keep us out of jail because they're going to say, you can't do that. That is tax evasion. Claim it on your taxes and pay it. We need these people in our lives. We totally need them. They're often attorneys, CPAs, bookkeeper, people who get really technical. And the highest I've ever scored in this category is 8 out of 100. 8. And when I was learning how to do this, the instructor said, oh my gosh, Jennifer, like, wait. Like, how did you work for the federal government and in housing for all those years when it's nothing but compliance? And I was like, I wanted the accolades. I'm the high I. I wanted to walk in front of the whole office and get my award for having done a good job. So that's how I could do it. So we are dealing with how people act when it comes to problems, people, the pace, and then the procedures. That's what we're looking at. And so I have to look at how other people perceive me. And this has been like a lifelong thing. I can remember, I think it was second grade the first time it came up. And I thought, when I start second grade, I am not going to talk in class. I'm not. I'm going to be that quiet student who just does her work. That's who I'm going to be. They're not going to put on my report card, Jennifer is an excellent student, but she talks too much in class. They're not going to do that this year. I don't think I made it till lunchtime when I started second grade. I got it every year. Now that I'm an adult, a little older, a little wiser, I can see how me trying to influence you to do something or buy a car like mine or move to this neighborhood or city, I'm trying to influence you to do what I did because I want us to play together. That can come across as overbearing. That can come across as I drank the Kool-Aid and now you need to drink it too. Is that wrong? Is that bad? It is not wrong and it is not bad. No behavior style is bad. Every behavior style has a place and they're all good. But if you are aware of your style and how other people see you, then you can make a decision. If somebody is a high C, and that's for compliance, and I get an 8 in that, and I go running in all excitable, no, I didn't use it correctly, but I like saying the word. I go in all excitable to the meeting, pardon me, and I say, we're at 80% of the goal. And the person who's a high C says, Jennifer, you are lying. You're at 78%. Are they wrong? No. Did I get a little overzealous and embellish a tiny bit? Yes. Is it worth ruining a friendship over or a business relationship with? No. So what choice do I have in that scenario? I can choose to go in and I can choose to be very concise and say we're at 78%, or I can say we're almost at 80%. Because that high C compliance brain wants that number to be exact. My high I brain is so excitable that we're almost at 80% that I'm going to throw that out there. If I walk into a high D's office, they want to address the problem, right? They're going to attack it and come up with a solution quickly. I need to just go in with some bullet points and let them decide where to go from there. If they want more information, they're going to ask for it. Hi, I, you better give me the information and then tell me what I need to know because I may or may not have time to read through it. The S, you got to give them some time. Let them process the information before you make them make a decision. And that person that's high in the C compliance, you've got to give them all the instructions of how to build a clock. You cannot walk in and tell them what time it is. Tell them how to build a clock. Then you're going to get along a lot better. Everybody's not going to be frustrated all the time. Do you have to make any change at all? And the answer is no, you do not. It's completely up to you. It's up to you on how you want to act and interact with other people and how you want your relationships to go. The choice is yours. As a matter of fact, I've done trainings on this. DISC decoded. Understand people and sell more. You might want to reach out to me and find out about that little sucker because that's a dynamic class where you get more insight on who you are, how you interact, and how other people see you. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.